Blog Talk Radio.
All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me sing. Come on.
Somebody ought to celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, live forever. Bless the Lord. Yes, welcome, family. This is Real Talk with Pastor E, Minister Carolyn, and Minister Enoko live from the Now Network studio. Yes, we want you to join us for a variety of discussions, dynamic principles based on messages from our Lord with respect to him in every way. Yes, family, we are fully devoted to Jesus. We believe that the door of salvation is always open to those in search of the truth. With open arms, our ministry demonstrates God's love and concern for every fellow person and every given opportunity that we have. And yes, through works of charity and by actions and love, we feel that we are walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. And yes, we will reach the lost and unsaved. We are excited today to have you join us here for another episode of Real Talk with Pastor E. And yes, we're going to the next level of what's going on in our society, race, looting, believing in Christianity, and where we all being affected in the same thing. And I think the closer we start to look at that, and I'm going to bring our team in on this thing, but the closer we start to look at is that we're all, even though who we may think we are, we're going through the same stuff, but we're reacting differently and we're getting different results. I think it's time for change in America. I think it's time for change in our cities and in our communities and in our neighborhoods. But the change that I want to see first begins in me. So I want to be the first one to stand and say, I am a agent of change, willing to shift, willing to convert, and willing to abide by the rule of unity and oneness in Jesus. So I want to pray for us today before we get started. I also want to set some standards here that we are here as a group unified as one to come up with one solution that we all agree on. We're not here for a lot of different opinions and different ways of maybe others having to do it. We want to find out how as a team we can do things in a unified body and with continuity and with the force of one that we can see results. So Heavenly Father God, we thank you today that we don't come by our own agenda, our own wants, our own format, but we come here by your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we submit right now to your authority. Lord, we let our own thoughts, our own principles, our own ways of living die now that you may live through our conversation, through our communication, and also through our worship. So, Lord, touch every person that's going to be on this broadcast today, whether sharing, whether just listening, or whether someone who didn't know how you got here and you found your place here at the Now Network. Bless us all, Lord, that we leave this place different than we came. We decree and declare we will be changed, we will be rearranged, and we will be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And in Christ Jesus' name we pray, amen. And I believe everybody in agreement says, amen, amen. Well, first of all, I want to say good morning to my co-hostesses, Minister Carolyn. Good morning, woman of God. How are you today?
Good morning, Pastor. I'm very blessed to be alive and thankful to be on the show this morning.
Amen, amen. Minister Enoko, good morning. How are you, woman of God?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm so happy to be here, clothed in my right mind, and all my limbs functioning, as my grandma would say.
That goes way back right there. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I remember my grandmother saying the same thing. It was like something that echoed through all our households, and you learn not to complain but to face life as it is, and we're doing that. We are still in a country of burning. We are in a country of hurt. We are in a country of racism. We are in a country of a lot of different things, of pandemics, and we're going to talk about that. I got a couple of things I want to share about that, about the pandemic, but there's a lot of issues that we're dealing with, and I know it's touching you as well as it's touching me. So first of all, I'd like to say that as a believer in Jesus, the one that God gave because he loved the world, that if they believed, they would never perish but have everlasting life. I don't think we can see that in this physical realm, but in that spiritual realm of trying to reach and to connect with God consistently, I think God is looking for us to see what are we going to do and how are we going to respond as believers. Now, I want to say this to anybody listening to me tonight. You may be this, you may be that, you may be this, you may be that, you may be this, you may be that. I'm talking if you are a believer in Jesus, I want us to agree. And I want us to agree in such a manner that it's no more doubt if we are standing together. I want us to get some agreement going here on this network that it's not what Pastor E says or what Minister Enoko says or what Minister Carolyn says or what Pastor Eddie Jones is going to share today or Minister or Pastor James Hudson. It's what God said. And I always want to stand on that principle of God's word. So I'm asking all of us to find common ground and let's find a place that we can communicate and that God can be, watch this, seen through us in such a way that has never, ever been done before. And that's my prayer tomorrow. I want to give both of you an opportunity to share your give you your 3-minute intro. Then we're going to bring in Pastor Eddie Jones. We got a lot of things going on with activism and with peace walks and all the situations in our life. But let's start out with Minister Carolyn, your 3-minute intro.
I'm just thankful to be alive. I'm still appalled at the things that are going on. I'm glad that the other police officers are being charged as well. But I was going through footage and also looking at other things, and it's been shown now that there were 6 officers altogether. So other than that, I'm liking the fact that there are more brothers and people that are starting to protect their own communities. And when you come from a lifestyle of which that we've come from down in the heart of the hoods, you know, it's a lot of looters destroying their own neighborhoods and what belongs to us. And I really appreciate it. I seen the video. I didn't like the graphics or the language. But just the fact that these kids were using the George situation as a means to run up in shops and start looting and for the gang members to just take over and rise up and become real citizens. They were already real citizens, but they put their foot down and was ready to put the smack down too about to their territory, their community, and looting and messing with people's businesses. And you also said that you were out in front of your place, and that's holy ground. Nobody touched it. Nobody walked up on it. And I just applaud the people that are taking matters into their own hand. And I read something this morning. I'm going to say this and it'll be the last thing. I read this thing. I don't know. I haven't heard it. I didn't see the footage. Was that George cried out for his mother. And it was a lady holding a sign, and she said, when George called out for his mother, that was a summons for all mothers to stand up. And it made me think about the mothers that we were just talking about previously a couple of weeks ago. It made me think about the mother that is within me, that it is time that we all stand, not violently, but that we all take a stand and get to these voting polls like Mr. Eddie was talking about last week, and that we do our part to make sure that change is done.
Amen. Come on, Minister Enoko, your 3 minutes.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, Sister Carolyn. That was so powerful. And, I mean, I'm just sitting here with my mouth dropped open as a mother. And when I think of God's word and design for women, is that the man would have the vision, but we would be the interpreters and we would be the womb carriers and we're the nurturers. We give birth to stuff. And so as Sister Carolyn was saying, women, I don't care from 2 to 92, it's time that we begin to speak life into things. You don't have to be a natural mother, but we are the womb carriers of things. We should never walk in somewhere and subtract. We should always be adding stuff to it as women. And yes, I'm calling my sisters out to say it's time for us to begin to, and I love what you said, and I did see the footage of the gang members protecting their territory. And I was like, go on. That's what men are, protectors. And if they're protectors, they're providers. God created us to respect them. And so I tell people the highest honor for our men is to respect them. And even if we don't agree with them, we get on our knees and we pray and we intercede. And that's what I had to mature to as a woman, as a wife, that if I didn't agree with my husband, instead of arguing with him, it was like, let me get on my knees, God. Stop it if you think it should stop, whatever. But it's like, or give me the understanding to stand with him. But we need to get on our knees. And I tell people, if you ain't got God in your life, nothing matters. I don't care if you black, blue, green, yellow, nothing matters without God. And that's what we need to get back to. And it's not when I've gone around the globe to look at what's happening in Berlin and Brazil and different countries, it's like everybody is appalled at what's happening. They are rallying with us. And so I see that it's not just the police department. It's all of our government agencies. It's CPS. It is probation. It is our education system. Everything in COVID, we saw the bridge breaking and breaking down when parents had to educate their own kids and saw how behind their kids really were and the behavior issues. And in probation, we saw when people got out of jail and prison and could not even go to the probation office. So it's not just – this picture is bigger than just the police department. The police department is going to be the middle child. But don't lose focus. Every government agent, every tax dollar that we pay, we need to pull the cover off of them, not just the police department, but every government agency, educational system. So and so that would be my thing. And like Pastor say, change starts within. I mean, change start first with us. And my saying has always been, change is an inside job. So that's it. Thank you guys so much for this space.
Amen.
And Sister
Amen.
Carolyn,
Amen.
You woke me up as a mother today. You got me going.
All right. So we got some momentum going. I'm excited for what we have going. Great intros, guys. Pastor Eddie Jones, please dial 1. You were in the queue. I think I know what number you're on. I'm just looking for you, and the board is full, so I don't want to be searching too long. But if you could dial 1, Pastor Eddie Justice Jones, he is our Los Angeles chapter 4. For advocacy. Amen, 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 amen. Prophetess Laurie dialed 1, so let's welcome her in. Good morning, Prophetess Laurie from our Connecticut region. How are you and what's going on up there? Oh, maybe she dialed 1 accidentally. 860-8006.
No, I'm here. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm in here unpacking, Pastor Ian, and forgot I was on mute.
Oh, okay,
I'm in here
cool.
Unpacking. I didn't want to make no noise and disrupt anything, so I was on mute. So I'm here. Hi, how's everybody doing?
Excellent, excellent.
That's good.
Can't complain a bit.
That's right. We can, but
now,
we refuse
to. Now, what's the sense up there? Now, we haven't really talked to anybody from the East Coast, and I know it's going all over from east to west, from north to south, but what's kind of the feel up in the northern region of New York, Connecticut, and where you're based?
The field is the same as there. Everybody is, sick of it, and they're protesting too and marching as well. Last week they shut the highways down. They went on the highway and shut 84 down on both sides. Nobody could get through anywhere. And so
Before the National Guard got here, they were stopping freeways too, but they that was one of their main concerns, was not allowing our freeways to get blocked. Thank you for being a part of this. I want you to stay in the queue. I'm going to mute you on my end as we bring in Pastor Eddie. I know he has a lot of information, a lot of updates for us today. And if the team could mute yourself, and then if you hear something you want to come in and ask Pastor Eddie, go ahead and unmute yourself at that time, and I don't have to worry about working with your thing. But without any further ado, I want to introduce to some, but present to others, my friend, my brother, Pastor Eddie Justice Jones Jr., mighty man of God. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Man, good morning, my brother, Pastor E, man. I'm a little bit hoarse from screaming the cadence yesterday at the protest and rally. in Beverly Hills, California. I want to send a shout out to everybody who showed up in Beverly Hills, the Screen Actors Guild on Wilshire. It was an enormous crowd. It was beautiful. It was peaceful. And
was
we
peaceful,
had some
yes.
wonderful, phenomenal people. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, we can.
Pastor E, it's an honor to be back on your show again. The homegoing for Brother George Floyd, and let's not forget, yesterday was the birthday for Breonna Taylor. She would have been another year old. Unfortunately, due to the circumstances of the police doing a raid on the wrong home, she was shot 8 times and killed in her bed where she slept. But I want to send a shout-out to her family, and I want to send a
yes.
shout-out to her in heaven. Happy birthday, Breonna Taylor. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And I'm quite sure that the people are so happy that they're working diligently on the Ahmaud Arbery case. I've been in touch with the NAACP president down in Georgia, and they are making great progress on that case. We're making even better progress on the case of George Floyd. Laws are being put into order right now. Legislation is being worked on as we speak. And the galvanizing of the powers that be is taking place to make sure that this never, ever happens to any other black man and or human being. We are diligent. We are steadfast. We are assertive, yet aggressive, to make sure that our point is not only heard, but that action comes behind the words that we're sharing with America. It's time that America wake up and realize and recognize that it has put black people in a position to have to stand up for their rights, not just by talking, but by action. And I don't condone the looting in the stores, but this is what I want to say about that. People are angry. People are mad. People are tired. People are edgy right now. People are unforgiving because we always forgive them and say, okay, it's going to work out, and then we don't get a conviction on the case. Well, this time we're not going to forgive them. We want them to remember never to forget that everything must change. Like our dear pastor said earlier, she said it so eloquently that we need change in the school system. We need change in the judicial system. We need change all over the United States of America. We need to take down every Confederate flag that flies. We need to take them down. And we need them to recognize that we, the people, we did not ask to come to the United States of America. They brought us here and put us into slavery. And then they promised you 10 acres and a mule or whatever they offered. But then by the time you finished doing what you had to do, you didn't get anything free and you didn't have nowhere to go. So you ended up working for the plantation and not being paid. So it's time for reparations. It's time for them to give us. And that small percentage of a check that the president said he wrote, that is only the percentage that's owed on the full amount to the black African-American people of America. They should be paying us trillions of dollars right now. And so I say this to everybody, that this doesn't fall on deaf ears. We have a job to do. The job is not over. Just because they convicted these officers, I mean that they have them in custody, the fight is not over. The fight must go on. We must stay diligent. We must stick together. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper.
I want to kind of hit right there, because I'm glad you brought that up. That was one of my points this morning, is that an arrest does not mean a conviction, especially in the case of police officers. They have so many clauses and so many getaways in the judicial system that there's only a 25% of officers that are convicted of the crime they were charged with. So a second degree murder would most likely be a first-degree manslaughter. And now we're praying that this doesn't happen in this situation, but I just want us to be aware that there's going to be another fold, because, Pastor, tell us where it's – you're out there in the prison. And, you know, we do what we do, And we're going to continue to do what God has called us, and I'm glad to support and to be along. But you're out there. Just say, for instance, the trial was today, and only one officer was charged with a lesser charge, the one who committed the murder, and the other three were exonerated. What can you see happening in our nation again?
Oh, my God, brother. I'm going to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. If they don't convict all of those officers and give them life without the possibility of parole, they're going to tear America apart. You see, I don't know if you saw when they almost made it into the White House, president down to the bunker. That's how serious it was. The protesters were over the fence and going into the White House, ready to go into the White House, ready to be shot, ready to let the dogs loose. They didn't care. So that happened not only in Washington, D.C. It happened in Detroit, New York, Chicago, Texas, Arkansas, Nebraska, South Carolina, North Carolina, Dakota, Colorado. It happened across the United States. And let's not forget, they were protesting in Australia, protesting in London, protesting in
Paris.
Germany, protesting
yes.
in Africa. So this is not just a small situation. The whole world is sick and tired of the racism from America. Countries have felt the racism coming from America, and they are upset about it. They're upset about George Floyd. And here's the thing. Keep your knee off my neck. Keep your knees off my back. Keep your knees off my leg. The law and the legislation that we're working on now as we speak is making sure that if a man is handcuffed, there's no reason in the world for them to put their knees on his neck or his back or his leg. And in closing, if they don't convict all these officers, we're in for worse than Rodney King. We're in for worse than what we've seen. And I really believe that the president and the whole world knows that. So they know they better do the right thing. Go right ahead, Pastor E.
Well, that's the biggest thing, is the right thing. Now, we're praying. Our prayer is for confession and repentance, remorse, and conversion. That's been the prayer that the Holy Ghost is ringing in people's ears that have done wrong and mistreated us and have done wrong things, that instead of hate, with love, we're praying that they come to the forefront and they be the change makers, the ones that have been the oppressors, the ones that have been the abusers, the ones that have been the outlaws, that will come to their senses in the spirit because of prayer. Now, that's one thing, if you know me, I'm pushing for us to agree on whatever it is we're going to be talking about, and knowing that it's live and in color. This is not a play act. This is not something that, I don't know if you've noticed how, and I'm not talking to my guests, I'm talking to those listeners out there. I'm not sure if you noticed the sincerity. You said worse than Rodney King. We've already surpassed Rodney King. Rodney King was an L.A., California thing. They only rioted in New York and Chicago. They're rioting in little towns and across the nation in this scenario here. So we're at another level already. So we're pushing for new legislature. What do we do? And I know you're out there on this. This is something that I've really experienced with the young people, is that they know they're fighting. And they know it's against brutality, but they think it's 2020 brutality, and don't know the history of the 1800s and the early 1900s, and even when we were growing up in the 60s and things like that. They only know what they see now. What are we doing there to be more better educators to those, the next generation? Because I know it was in our household about Harriet Tubman, about Frederick Douglass, about Rosa Parks, about Martin Luther King, about, you know, my father sat on the pulpit for Martin Luther King's for his funeral. So that was a great accomplishment for my dad, you know, but he was a part of that. But they taught us about the history, and we had a little bit in school, but at home it was very, very much taught about. We lost that somewhere. How do we get back to educating and getting really more about everybody being on the same page with the legislation and the propositions and the different votes that we carry? Where do we get better at that, Pastor?
Well, here, well, before I share that information, let's remember Eula Love that was killed by the LAPD standing in her front yard with a knife in her hand. Let's remember Latasha Harlan, who the Korean store owner thought that she had stolen an orange juice, and she shot her in the back of the head. Let's not forget Sandra Bland, who was driving with a taillight out and ended up hung in her cell. Let's not forget Michael Brown. Let's not forget Trayvon Martin. Let's not forget Breonna Taylor. Let's not forget the young lady that was in her house minding her own business when the police officer went in her yard while her and her nephew was playing a game. When she looked out the window to see who it was, the officer shot her and killed her. Let's not forget anybody who has lost their life to police brutality. I want to say this, and I want to say don't forget Philando Castile, who was shot in his car. Even though he had a license to carry a weapon, he was shot 5 times in front of his fiance and the little girl. So I want to say this. We have to educate each other. We have to educate our children. We need to have a time, especially right now since we're at home so much with this corona COVID-19 premeditated conspiracy by the government. But even though we're rolling with it, we're getting through it. We're going to get through it. But let's
bro. Wait a minute. See, you tried to be slick on that one. I ain't going to let you get away. Yes, that conspiracy is going on. And if it wasn't – now let me just – can I just throw a scenario out to you and all our listeners?
Yes.
Before the police officer murdered George Floyd, we were in a pandemic situation of lockdown. Okay. Now, remember what the enemy meant for bad, God could turn to good. Okay. That officer didn't know of the conspiracy. He didn't know what was going on. He was demonically possessed to kill a human being. But in the midst of that, now we've seen that crowds don't kill. We've seen that gathering does not spread. I mean, we're seeing, at least I'm seeing, I haven't seen the numbers rise up. I haven't seen, because the way they had it built up, Pastor, before the George Floyd situation, is that if we would gather, we would all die.
Yeah.
But what I'm seeing across this country and the number of us coming together, we should be laid out all over the where we protested. We should be dead according to what was in place before this happened. Now, what was
that brings me to mind? Yes,
has turned to good because you're able to see. We're able to see now. They didn't want us to see.
Yes.
They want us to be shut down. They want us to be blind. They didn't want us to know
yes.
what was going on in the school buildings, in the malls,
yes, sir,
in the office complexes. The things that they were putting in place, they didn't want us to see it. But now, it's proven that this pandemic was a little bit more than what it was, less than what was said, but it was still looked at to be something worse than it was. And I don't want us to be blind to things. In this last day, you better be watching,
yes,
and you better be aware. Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead.
Pastor, this is why I said the premeditated conspiracy by the government, to control human beings. This was a major test to see how many people can they control. How many people can they make go in the house at a certain time? How many people can they make wear a mask? This is a
right.
premeditated conspiracy by the government to control human beings, to get their DNA. Now, once you are swabbed through your nose to see if you have the COVID-19, then they put that into a DNA database. And that database goes to the government, and that means they have everybody's DNA. That's what they want. They want everybody's DNA. And next
right.
thing you know, they'll want to chip you. They'll want to put a chip inside your arm or your hand.
Not here.
Between your finger and your thumb.
Not here.
I will not be taking that chip. I will not be taking the mark of the beast. And I say this, education, let's go back to the subject at hand. We
education,
need to educate
yes.
our young people. We got to tell our young people about not just Dr. Martin Luther King, that's wonderful, but Malcolm X, Medgar Evers, Benjamin Banneker, and Latasha Harlan and Eula Love and Sandra Bland. We need to talk to our children so they can know why we're doing what we're doing. The little kids that are afraid, they're crying and they don't understand. They don't know why they have to stay in the house all this time. They don't know why the people are protesting and demonstrating and rioting. But they will learn by the mouth of the mothers, the fathers, the sisters, the brothers, the uncles, the aunts, the cousins, and the friends and the relations. We, first of all, we need to go out to the bookstores and we need to buy books about our history. We need to write books about our history. Somebody listening to this show knows how to write a book right now. We can write our own book. We can tell our own stories. Pastor E, what do you think about that?
Hey, brother, you're right on it. You're right on it. We need to get more into it and get more active. And I think working together is the biggest thing I can see. And I've seen it. It's all races, all religions, all colors working together on one common goal. And that is the love of human life.
Amen.
And to
Thank
love
you.
Your neighbor as you love yourself,
Absolutely.
It means you love their life as much as you love your life. I hear somebody coming in. Who's that, Minister Carolyn?
No, that's Pastor Prophetess Lori.
Come on, Prophetess Lori.
Like you said, if there was one thing that the man of God said that when he said that we forgiven them, but we're not going to forgive them anymore. That is the key, because there's always room for forgiveness. We have to forgive them no matter what they do, because in order for God to move like he needs to move and for us to do what we need to do, forgiveness must take place first.
I want to really push this, because it hasn't something that we give. We should have already given forgiveness. As soon as it happened, if you guys know this network, we were praying
for their forgiveness and
their confession, that they would confess their sins, and Jesus is faithful and just to forgive them and pay your time for your crime, but know that God will be with you. We must be already start with forgiveness.
Well, let me tell you. Forgiveness is love. Forgiveness is love, and we got to keep the love at the forefront, because God's love, not our love, our love. And within and of ourselves, our love is conditional. If they do this, then we're going to do that. If they don't do it, then we will burn this whole nation down. But we have to continue to walk in God's love, unconditional love, and let God have his way through us. I remember Pastor E and man of God, I just was on my prayer line, Apostle Rick Williams' prayer line. God gave me, as a prophetess, a message went forth for the people, a prophecy. And the prophecy was that God is about to remove the oppression from his people. Oppression from this, from the poor. Oppression from those who have the authority that has their neck on all of our backs. That the enemy has been oppressing us through government and through the higher authorities, even in the church, leaders that have been oppressing the people. God is removing that from this nation. He's taking that from us. That's why this stuff is going on right now, because God said no more will we be oppressed as a people. What is oppressed? It's subject to harsh and authoritarian treatment. It's the exercise of authority or power in a burdensome, cruel, or unjust manner, in an act of instance of oppressing or subjecting to cruel or unjust impositions or restraints. The state of being oppressed, the feeling of being heavily burdened mentally or physically by troubles, adverse conditions, and anxiety, etc. God is taking that from us. He's removing that. As we see, and as I spoke that utterance and that prophecy to that prayer line, I'm seeing it unfold as may. God is moving.
Amen. Well,
I'll say this
in defense of all of us. I don't believe the question wasn't what was Pastor Eddie going to do or what was Pastor E going to do or believers going to do. What's this country going to do back that way? I want to clarify that.
Yes.
Because I ain't burning up nothing. I'm praying for folks to sit down and do nothing. And I know my brother also is feeling the same thing. But we need to know what's true out there in our world and how we can pray and how we can do better as believers to support people even though we know they got bad intentions.
Yes. Yes.
Come on, Dr. Eddie.
Yeah, let me say this one more thing. I don't agree with what they're doing, but because this has been drastic. All through the years, this has been drastic with police brutality and coming after us and covering, especially the black race. This has been from slavery all back all the way up to now, and has taught us
right.
how to hate each other. You know, this has been.
Yeah.
And so it's drastic measure. Now it's taking drastic measure to combat it.
Exactly.
To get attention, to get the nation's attention, to get these people's that in higher authorities' attention.
Oh, we got their attention. That's one thing we do have.
Oh, we got their attention now.
That's one thing we have right now.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. one thing we have right now. Come on in.
Oh, yeah.
I hear you had something.
Now, woman of God, you are so right. And let me clarify this. I forgive them for what they've done. I don't forgive the act that they did.
No.
Hallelujah.
I don't either.
I forgive them for what they've done, but I don't forgive them for the premeditated acts against black humanity.
No.
As you stated,
I'm sick of it.
As you stated, this is so important that we know this. The CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency, has brought crack cocaine to our community. They brought guns to our community.
Yes.
They brought light against the dark, house against the field. They sat down and had meetings on how to separate us, how to keep us separated.
Yes.
And this has been a premeditated conspiracy for decades, if not centuries. And we have to
yes.
realize and recognize that we need to wake up because there's a new cup of coffee being brewed every second. And they used,
yes.
they used a brother, one of the brothers they used in the big cocaine epidemic was one of the freeway Rick Ross. If you ever read about him, he has a book out, how the government infiltrated him and used him to bring rock cocaine into our community. So we have been
mm-hmm.
used in a lot of ways, and they make it seem like we're getting something good out of this, like we're doing something wonderful. But they use us
yeah.
to infiltrate our people. So
yes.
I come back to you to say, I forgive the person, the police officer. The action, I don't forgive until the end of the court
no.
date. On the day when they are convicted of this crime,
yes.
then I will forgive the act. Because now
yes.
I know that they're going to pay for the crime that they did. But let me tell you this right now. I'm not going to go out and burn nothing. I'm not going to tear nothing down. I'm going to pray and pray and pray. I'm going to get on my knees. And I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to get up, and I'm going to do something after I get through praying.
Yes.
That's what God wants
Amen.
To do.
And no, we're going to tear their
right.
altars down. That's what we're going to burn down. We're going to burn the devil's altar down, because that's the devil's altar. That's his altar.
Yeah.
We're going to burn that down.
That's right.
And which is altar.
Can you get the match, Pastor, a woman of God, let's make sure we get
yes.
the match light laws that are already, we don't need to pour nothing on it, just strike a match to it and throw it on the devil's altar and burn it all down.
That's right.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Hallelujah. Praise
God. That's right. Thank you, prophetess. Thank you, prophetess.
You're welcome.
Come on. There may be some other people out there that want to get in this conversation today. I know prophetess, I'm about to give y'all new titles. Minister Inoko and Minister Carolyn are on the line. If you're out there and you want to get in this conversation with us, this is hot discussion about what's going on and how we are going to, we've been affected, but how are we going to act out and how are we going to take the next level? Dial one, get in the conversation. All right, so Pastor, you're taking a rest today. I know tomorrow we're going to meet up in Compton for our peace walk here locally. What are some things that you can educate us on that as observers? Just say I'm one who wants to support, but I'm not one who wants to get out. I'm a little bit too old to march. I'm a little bit too old to this. How can a person reach out and be involved in the movement of peace and of justice in their situation? Come on, everybody can be used. How can they get involved?
This is such an important question. First of all, join your local NAACP, whatever state you're in. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, if you're in Mississippi, wherever you are, if you're in Los Angeles, California, Long Beach, join your NAACP, because once you join, it's only $30. You get a newspaper. Every month they send you out what's going on. They give you to keep you updated. you get an NAACP card, which I already have, and I will always have until God calls me home. And not only that, get involved in your local church, because every church should have a civil rights division. Every church should have a civil rights division within the church to keep the church members educated on the movement that Dr. Martin Luther King, that Medgar Evers, that Malcolm X and other people have fought for, Harriet Tubman, Andrew Young. I mean, we have to keep it educated. We have to tell each other what's going on. Not only that, vote, vote, vote. If you are not registered to vote, and I'm talking to all the people who procrastinate and say, well, the person that I want to run for is not in office or not running for the office seat, so I'm not going to vote. No, vote the Democratic vote then. We need your vote. And guess what? Remember never to forget. People died for us to have the right to vote. People were castrated. People were stabbed. People were hung. People walked in and filled out an application, and when they walked out the door, it was thrown in the trash. Now you don't have that problem. And I dare you to get out there and vote and make a change, because strength runs in numbers, and we have the numbers. And I just want to say this. What do we want? Justice. And when do we want it? Now.
Now.
What do we want? Justice. And when do we want it? Now.
Now.
And if we have no justice, we have no peace, and we don't want no crooked police. Okay? So get out there and get involved. If you don't want to march, if you don't want to protest, send a few dollars to people who are out there working on the ground. I'm out here working on the ground right now. As we speak, I'm working on going to Houston, because I want to be at George Floyd's homegoing celebration. And I need help to get there. I need help to participate. And that brings me to that right now. Pastor E, I want to get out there right now, Pastor E.
Amen.
Pastor E,
amen. I hear you.
So I'm asking those that are listening to the show today, I'm working on going to Houston check for the homegoing celebration of George Floyd. And I want to, if it's okay with Pastor E, can I give out my Cash App and my Zelle information?
It is okay. Yes, it is.
Okay. This march that we do, these protests that we do, going to different states like I've been doing. I just came back from Atlanta, Georgia, for Brunswick, Georgia, where Ahmaud Arbery died. We marched out there. We protested out there. I just came back from St. Paul, Minnesota, and we marched. We spoke at the state capitol. I marched to where George Floyd died at. I gave a speech there. We led a march of 10,000 people. Now it's time to go to Houston, and I need help. We are a civil rights organization, and in order for us to do the work that we do, we need help. Dr. King needed help. Malcolm needed help. Medgar Evers needed help. Harriet Tubman needed help. And the people supported the fight for justice. This is a way to support the fight of justice. If you don't want to get out there and get on the ground with me, then support me to get out there to do the work that needs to be done to make the change. My Cash App is $ DDIE. That's my Cash App. It's $DDIE. That is my Cash App. Whatever you send, I promise you, is going towards the work for civil, constitutional, and human rights. If you want to reach out to me through the bank on Zelle, to support on Zelle, you just type in my number, 818-795-3549. 818-795-3549 on Zelle, and my name will pop up, Eddie Justice Jones Jr., and you can send whatever you want to send. It doesn't matter how big or how small, every little bit helps. The movement, this is a movement, and we are all a part of it. And we need to keep the movement alive. We can't let it die because the officers have been arrested. The work still needs to be done. Pastor E, please take the floor.
That's right. That's right. And believe me, Pastor Eddie ain't begging. He's telling the truth. To make these trips, and you know it, it takes money to be able to get around and do things and be able to survive. So we want you guys to know this is authentic, and this is something that we are supporting ourselves. So let's do what we can. And for that that group of people out there that I was talking to that say, well, I want to be a part, but I can't get out there, this is a way to get involved. Go ahead and donate to Pastor Eddie Justice Jones Jr. and his exploits to get to Houston, Texas by Tuesday. Now, we got to get that moving fast and believe God is going to make it happen. And we're believing it's already done. Now, if you're out there and you have a question for Pastor Eddie, dial one as we're getting about 8 minutes to the end of our broadcast. I want to bring in Minister Terry. Welcome to Real Talk this morning. Good morning, family.
Good morning, beautiful family. I'm sitting here. I'm listening to all of you guys on the panel this morning of Real Talk, because this is real talk. These are real issues that's going on in the world, and especially in our nation, and it affects all of us, even us people of God. We are affected by this, and we are the ones that can come together and bring the change. And I heard everybody say it's global change. And you know what? I was listening to you guys, and you were speaking about how George Floyd was done with the on his neck, but then I'm thinking, you know, they've been on our emotional all our lives. If you're on a job, and it don't matter how up you go in a corporate job, how high you go, someone's going to be on your neck. If you're in a supervisor job, they're going to demand more of you because of the color of your skin. And that's true. And I was listening to you guys speaking on the swab for the DNA. No, I don't need no swab. I don't even need to know if I'm positive. I'm going to trust in God. And I'm not taking a vaccine, because the vaccine could chip you for the rest of your life. And also, Pastor Eddie, I heard you mention Martin Luther King, Major Eggers, and Malcolm X. They have right now, it's a movie, I Am Not Your Negro. And it's so people need to need to watch it and listen to it and take something from it. I've heard you guys say something about we've lost our black history. We've lost it in school. We've lost it in households. Some of these generations, they don't know. They don't know what our generations were to even read a book. We couldn't read a book. You were hung for reading a book. These are things we have to teach the children. They have to know. Our ancestors picked cotton. They worked hard. They did a lot of labor for all these benefits that they're reaping, the young generations are reaping now. Our ancestors worked hard. They couldn't read, but they had godly sense. They had God's wisdom, and they trusted in him. My God, I just say, my God, this is awesome. We got to continue to fight, you know, and fight as a people that love all people. We love all people because we have God in us. But we just want to be treated. We're fighting for justice, for equality, to love. Oh, my gosh, this is awesome. I got to be quiet right now because the Lord says, ooh, Jesus. I'm going to release it back to you, Pastor E. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
All.
Amen.
I love you all. Amen.
Bless you. Bless you too, Minister Terry. Come on, anybody else want to get in the conversation? You got something you want to share? Dial one as we get ready to close out here. Pastor Eddie, now you shared with us last week the movie that's coming out and the trailer we can watch. Please promote that again. Those are some educational things that we want to get out there. And also definitely give out your information one more time, website, how we can get in touch with you, how we can support you, and some of the other things that you may have going on here in the near future.
Okay, now, to everybody out there, the movie that we're going to be in, and you want to see this movie, because this movie has to do with what's going on right now, the rioting and the degradation and the hangings and everything. The movie is called Justice on Trial. The movie's called Justice on Trial. Write that down. It's on July the 4th, which is supposed to be Independence Day, but it's not our independence. Our independence was the Emancipation Proclamation on the day the slaves were set free, which is called Juneteenth. That is our real 4th of July. And if you don't know, now you know. Look at Justice on Trial. Justice on Trial, the movie. Go to justiceontrial.com. Justiceontrial.com. And you could check in. I think the movie is like probably like $10. And you'll be able to watch it from wherever you are at home, on your phone, on your laptop. But you do want to see Justice on Trial. And you're going to see how it has a lot to do with what's going on right now. Now, if you want to support the movement of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association, if you want to support and help me get down to Houston, where we will be meeting with the Floyd family, you can use my Cash App. And the Cash App is $DDIE072. Again, it's $DDIE072. Now, if you want to reach out to me on Zelle, you just go to your Zelle, your bank account on Zelle, and you type in my phone number, 818-795-3549. At that time, my name will come up, Eddie Justice Jones Jr., and whatever you send, it will be a blessing to help the movement stay alive. We do not want the movement to die because they arrested these officers. Do not get it twisted. An arrest does not mean a conviction. And we have to fight, not just now, but until the end of this case, and then we need to go on beyond after this case to make sure that the police understand what the people want. And as they say, the Amen. OJs have a song. As we close out, the OJs have a song called You Got to Give the People What They Want. Pastor E, I'm a pastor.
Amen. Minister Rosalind dialed in. Welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E. Good morning. How are you? Minister Rosalind?
Sorry.
Good morning. How are you?
I was speaking on mute. I was saying that I am getting better and better by God's grace and mercy. I'm feeling so much better day by day. But listen, Pastor, I want to start off the donation right now to Pastor Eddie Jones, because I really, really appreciate you for stepping up and stepping out and going, you know, places that I know we all would love to be able to go and be a part of. And I know it takes money to move around. Now, Cash App. You're so welcome, my brother. I'm on Cash App, and I put in uppercase E, lowercase DDIE, and I got an Eddie Villa.
No, 072 at the end. You got to put in 072 after you put in the capital E and the lowercase DDIE, 072.
Okay, great. I'm glad that I'm checking, because I was about to send it to Eddie Villa.
Have me go look for Eddie Zilla. Hey, look, don't have me chasing Eddie Zilla down.
Yeah, but let everybody know, be sure to put that 072, because I was about to send $50, and I'm about to do it right now, 072. Okay?
Amen.
And
Eddie,
this
you
is
so much.
Minister
Eddie,
Rosalind,
Eddie Jones.
Minister Terry's sister.
Amen.
Oh,
Eddie Jones
Lord.
Jr.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
God.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And I got you too, my brother, Pastor E.
love you.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Love you. Love you.
Love you all.
Now we have another one of our brothers who is out there as an activist for the justice for Joshua Johnson. Also in Houston, Texas, Minister James Hudson. I got all these names mixed up today. Good morning, James. How are you, sir?
Hey, bro. How we doing, man?
Man, we are blessed, man. We're trying to get Eddie Jones down there to Houston. He can also be a help to you and what you're doing. But what you got going on down there, brother?
Oh man, I'm just pushing it, man, with the justice for Joshua Johnson, man. I was just picked up on the last few minutes of your friend Eddie I'm glad that that sister corrected that Cash App, because I've been I done did the wrong thing too, because I didn't get that 072. I just got the dollar sign. Yeah. I said some other guy gonna be able to make it to Houston, and he ain't gonna be able to make it.
I know.
I wanna thank you out there, Brother Josh. Brother Josh, I look forward to meeting you.
That's James Hutchett. Yeah, James Hutchett.
Oh, Brother James, this is Pastor Jones. I look forward to meeting you, brother, when I come there, brother.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. No doubt about it.
Oh, no, I'm definitely plugging you guys. Definitely plugging you guys up. Definitely.
Yeah, so we're pushing the Justice for Joshua thing, man. It's coming along really well. Of course, with the Eddie Floyd thing, because people keep asking me, I mean, the Floyd deal, how it's getting so much attention. But what I keep explaining to people, because, you know, we've had 7 police shootings down here in the last 2 months. Which we unheard of in Houston. 7. And so, but the deal is that, you know, with the Floyd thing, it's caught on camera, is what I keep trying to explain to people. It's right in your face. You cannot deny
that's
it. It's
right.
Like, bam, right there in
that's
your
right.
face. And that's why people, you know, you keep seeing those images over and over and over again, and that's what's pushing all of this stuff. And so the rest of us are having to basically prove, for example, what happened with Joshua Johnson. You know, this police made up this story about him tapping at his window with a gun. Well, we since have been able to prove that that is not true. That's something that he made up. But we have to prove that. Whereas with the Floyd thing, they have video camera. I mean, it's just no denying that. It's just no denying that
right.
whatsoever. So
that's, right,
that's what the difference is. But we have to remember all these other people that are being killed by the police unjustly, and have all these criminals that we have in these blue suits that are running around here. So we've got to prove that, and we cannot forget these people. That's the bottom line. The Floyd thing again, like that, with any of these the young man that just imagine if they did not have a cell phone on the Floyd thing, or. If they didn't have a cell phone with the young man that was a bird watching, or the man that was out jogging, if somebody didn't capture those things on you would not hear of any of these things. Absolutely not.
You sure wouldn't.
You wouldn't hear of any of them. They would sweep this under the rug, just like they're trying to sweep Joshua under the rug and some of these other people that the world don't know about. As I post things on Facebook, all these people keep asking me, what is going on with that? I didn't even know about that. When did that happen? And all that type of stuff, because it's not caught on camera and it doesn't get world attention. So we've got to be, like the brother said, you know, you just because, like you said, those police officers been arrested, man, that don't mean nothing, man, other than the fact that somebody's been arrested. They can let those people out the back door tomorrow. Just like we're raising money for families, they've got organizations out there raising money for those police, even though they see
that's
they're
right.
guilty. That it does not matter to them that those people are guilty. And if you look at Facebook, almost every day they've got other incidents that are propping up all everywhere that look almost identical to what just happened. You know, I
that's
just
right.
saw something on Facebook the day before. I was like, what are these people doing? And why do they hate us so much? You can see all that hate in their faces when they're beating on you and just kicking you. And, you know, I've been telling them through my plays for years, that, you know, over 30 years ago, they turned in those white uniforms when it wasn't accepted. White people didn't want to accept that more, and they turned in those white uniforms, and they put on those blue uniforms, and they've been wearing them ever since. And it gives them the legal right to beat on and even kill black people and get away with it. And that's why you got half that the police force across America that are part of the KKK. That's who those people are.
That's who they are.
I'm telling you, that's who they are. And the more I deal with this Joshua Johnson situation and see how corrupt the police are, they have not been back out there where this young man got killed. They said they were going to do a thorough investigation. Well, they have not been back to that site where this boy got killed since the day he got killed. And the reason they don't want to go back out there, you have all those eyewitnesses that says the account that deputy gave is a lie. He was not where he said he was. That boy did not walk up to that car. We have the proof that did not happen, but they don't want the proof. That's the whole point. They don't want you to be able to prove that because it's a police officer. So that's what we're up against here in Houston. So we're hoping. I've been talking with people all morning from the news and all these other people that are finally picking up on this story. You know, we've been having Congressman Al Green that has been really helping us out, spearheading this thing. They just told us that it's going to be like 7 months before we could get a report, the coroner's report. 7 months. Why does it take 7 months to get a report? And the reason they don't want to give us that report is going to show that this young man was running for his life. He was not standing next to a car when he got shot. That officer got out that car and chased him in the back of that man's yard, which we know that because there's a bullet hole in the back of the man's garage, which they said nothing about. Which we all now we all know that this is just a setup. This is what that man had to come up with an excuse of why he chased this young man. He was looking for a capital murder suspect, but he found Joshua Johnson. Instead, he shot and killed him and realized that he had then killed the wrong person. That's
wrong
what this
person.
Whole thing
yeah.
is all about. Yeah, he killed the wrong person. Yeah, yeah, he killed the wrong person. This young man is house-sitting for a white woman who's in the hospital that's been knowing him for over 25 years. He walked out of her house 6 o'clock in the morning before daylight.
Yes, I heard about that.
And that officer saw him walk out there, and he took off after. We have all the witnesses, at least 6 witnesses. And this officer is sitting in his lot down here in the dark. We saw him when I was walking my dog, when I was getting my paper out of here. All these different witnesses, that man been sitting in that lot for over 6 hours. We sitting there watching him. Thank God for a community. Man, you don't mess with them old folks, man. They know what's going on. You know, they know
right.
what's happening in the community. And so he don't know who's watching him while he's sitting in the dark. And so we have to prove our case, and that's fine because we have the people to do it. But what I'm saying is they don't want a thorough investigation. They don't want an investigation at all. And that's why they're telling us it's going to be 7 months before we can get that report. The congressman has said, James, if I have to pay for this thing out of my pocket, I'm going to have to do it because we need that report because it's going to prove this whole case. It's going to knock everything they say down. Yeah, we really need to get this done. Go ahead.
Brother James, can I jump in for a second? This is Pastor Jones.
Sure.
First of all, thank you for your offering, your love offering. Thank you for your sponsorship. But what I want to say is you need to call the Justice Department because the Justice Department from the United States government should be involved in this because this is a hate crime.
Mm-hmm.
This is a hate crime, brother. This the Justice Department should be down there investigating their police department because they can't. They should not be able to investigate themselves.
Yeah, well, that's what they do, right?
So please call the Justice Department, call the FBI, and get the FBI involved in this hate crime because it was a hate crime. And
yeah,
the owners of the house will tell you he was babysitting. The neighbors will tell you he was babysitting. This should go to trial, and that officer should go to prison, and actually that officer should get the death penalty because the same way that young man died, and God forgive me, I'm not being hateful, I'm just being, we got to face reality. Officers need
right.
to get the death penalty, too, if
right.
they kill an innocent human being. They should be
mm-hmm.
tried, like, because they're putting young men in jail for marijuana for 10 to 20 years.
Right.
So if you take a human being's life, in cold blood, and you cannot justify it, then you need to go to prison, and you need to get 25 years of life without the possibility of parole. That's first degree
right.
premeditated murder. He knew he was going to get out and chase him down and shoot him. He was looking
mm-hmm.
for a reason to get out the car and chase him down and shoot him. That
right.
is a modern-day lynching. That is a modern-day
mm-hmm.
lynching. They don't use the rope. They use the gun.
Right.
So let's get
That's
the FBI
right.
involved in that, brother. And any help you need from me and my organization, we are on the ground in boots, ready to march with you.
Yeah. Well, thank you, man. I appreciate you. Like I said, we'll talk. Hopefully we'll make it to Houston. We'll get a chance to chat. But that's what's happening here, man. So you guys keep us in prayer. Like I said, we do peaceful protests.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get violent because I know that we've been led by the Holy Spirit. And as long as we're being led by the Holy Spirit, we have to do what we know that is just and that is right. I constantly
yes,
tell
sir.
My people that we cannot ask for justice if we are being unjust ourselves. So we're going to do it the right way. It may take longer,
yes,
or whatever,
sir.
But we believe at the end of the day, the race is not given to the swift or to the strong, but to those that endure it to the end. So we're in this for the long run to get justice for Joshua Johnson.
Amen.
And you will.
God.
And we will. There is a GoFundMe
yeah.
page for Justice for Joshua Johnson. go to Justice for Joshua Johnson on GoFundMe. You can find that link on my Facebook pages, on Jane's Facebook page, and or give us a call. We'll get it to you. But support that movement also. That family is in need. They are, believe me, two elderly parents. Joshua lived with his parents across the street from where he was murdered. Now, Joshua was at home. The young lady who was in the hospital house was robbed. She came home from the hospital just to go through and see what was taken, went across the street and asked her neighbor, would you watch my house for me, please, until I get out the hospital, and the next day he's dead. Come on, we got to do better. We need your help. We need everybody's help to continue to support James Hudson in his push for justice. Justice Jones Jr., Pastor Eddie Jones Jr., and the things he's doing and the things that we're doing here in our communities, continue to support us in those endeavors also. Someone else may have a question. We're past our closing time, but we will answer any questions that needed to be answered. But let me bring back in my co-hostesses that went silent on me, Minister Inoko and Minister Carolyn, from any closing remarks from you guys. And thank you, Pastor Jones, Pastor Hudson. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome, bro.
All right. Look, my co-hostess is the only one who want to respond. All right. Well, amen. It's been a good show today. God bless you guys.
thank you, guys. Yeah, all right. I just want to thank everybody. Thank you. Thank you. I was trying to get myself off mute, but thank you. And I was just wondering if you can text me the money cash information, because I was writing, trying to write it down, and my pen
I'll get
was messing
you.
Up.
I'll get that to you. I'll get that
thank
to you.
You.
That
thank
to you.
You. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Minister Carolyn? All right. Well, family, God bless you guys. We love you. Thank you for being a part of this today. We'll be back next week. I think we're going to shift the conversation a little bit more onto a believer standpoint in this time of trouble, in this time of need. We need your participation. Invite someone. The Real Talk with Pastor E, Minister Carolyn, and Minister Inoko next Saturday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Mountain, 11 a.m. Central, and 12 noon on the East Coast for Real Talk with Pastor E. God bless you guys. And won't he do it?
K-Classic.
Stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? He said he would. The battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it, I feel it.
right.